What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, we're rolling, guys.
Before we start, I got a real question. Did the dude that bought a ticket yesterday from New Orleans, did he ever make it? Like, he literally got on Facebook yesterday afternoon. He's like, if I buy a plane ticket, can I still buy a ticket? And he bought a plane ticket from New Orleans yesterday at 4 p.m. Is he even here?
Doesn't look like it, Coach.
So he literally... Okay. All right. Never mind.
Hey, are you ready to start this thing?
What?
Are you ready to start this
thing? Oh, my God. Now you're going to eat. Those tater tots have been sitting up here for 30 minutes, and now you're going to eat.
Hold on, man. I haven't eaten all day. Shit.
The funny thing is, though, y'all actually listen to podcasts. Like, the bartenders and servers are like, what in the fuck is this? They're like, this is terrible.
They're like, this is a real podcast?
Okay, hey.
There was a couple people at Craps today. I was like, hey, man, thanks for listening to the podcast. He's like, I don't listen to your podcast. I'm like, oh, sorry. I thought you were one of the people.
Are you going to start it?
Okay, so, yeah. So, I forgot my computer, so we don't have all the sounds. So, I figured, check us out.
No, here's what's fun. No, hold on. Stop.
God dang it.
This is how dumb Eddie is. We're in the cab on the way over here, and he goes, oh, we're not going to go back to the hotel before we start? I'm like, no. And he goes, well, I don't have my computer. And I was like, okay.
He goes,
I don't have my wallet either. Well, like, Eddie, what did you think we were getting in a cab to go do? I don't know, dude.
And the funniest thing is,
so he had to take out a marker with me. He had to borrow money.
Yeah.
So I'm like an audio guy, but I'm only an audio guy on a specific computer in the Bobby Bone Show studio. Like, I don't know any audio outside of that computer. So
is this working?
So I have no idea about that audio. So people are like, okay, you're an audio guy. I'm literally the most specialized audio guy for one computer in one building in Nashville, Tennessee. That's okay. Good.
So should we start it?
Yeah. So check it out. Check it out. Since we don't have the sound bar or the computer, I say we do the drum line. What do you say? Yeah. Let's go. Right, here we go.
All right, let's do it live. We're going to do it live. We are the one, two,
wait.
Losers! Let's go, Coach.
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports
penis.
Genius.
Okay, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's, and I don't know the what's.
What up, y'all? It is SZA Raymundo. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I got my sister and her friend here. We all went to a high school that had like 100 people, and it's crazy that there's three of us right now in this room. That's insane. Gwen Model Towners, me and Baser, we live on the west side of Nashville, and we're soon going to get a house and some land. My buddy Nick is going to help us out. He's going to help us out with the deed to the land, and we're then going to be in North Nashville, but it's West Nashville.
Okay,
right,
Coach,
now
wrap it up with all the sponsors.
And we're in the central.
I mean, good God, he gave a shout out to everyone that he came with.
Hey, and thanks to everyone who bought Ray's sweatshirts out in the front. Appreciate
that. Ray merch, you know, that was really awesome.
All right, so the thing with the Ray merch is last year I didn't make any money. I got in a fight with Froggy about it. And the honestly, the company went defunct. Like, it honestly went out of business. So it was just, like, a terrible endeavor. So it's honestly very bad. Like, it's a bad feeling for me. So it sucks that everybody had to be put through that, but they are bankrupt. So.
Hey, so Froggy is here. Do you guys want to, like, apologize to each other?
I know. Me and Froggy, Froggy had it yesterday.
Hey, I hugged Froggy yesterday because, I mean, after that TCU game. But
Guys, Froggy has TCU on the back of his head after they lost 65-7. He still hasn't got another haircut.
Froggy, there's a sports clip right down the road, dude. Just take care of it.
Guys, mad respect to Froggy, though, because he still walked around in TCU jacket. He said, I am TCU till I die. And I thought he was going to die last night without the alcohol, but... He's here this morning, and I got to say, that takes a lot of guts.
And guys, I'll hang up and listen, but let's be real. TCU didn't belong in the Final Four.
Oh, shut up. Here we go. We're not even going to do this.
Who else?
No, I mean, we learned through that they didn't belong. Bama probably should have been in. I would say Tennessee, but I'm from there, but I'd say Bama should have probably been in.
Yeah, so, Bama belonged in, who they lost to LSU, who lost by 30 to Georgia. But yeah, put Bama in. How the hell did they deserve to be in? Tell me.
Okay, well, that's the past, though. I think we need to
Yeah, can we talk
forward.
About now?
And he's getting a phone call from his wife right now,
guys,
as we're doing.
Good my nine-year-old's playing basketball. Don't mind me.
Okay. What do you guys want to start with? You want to start bashing me, or do you want me to?
All right, there's a lot that we need to get to. Here's going to be the menu today. We're talking NFL football. Obviously, the game starts in an hour, so advice that we do give you, you're going to have to sprint and place the bet like minutes and seconds before the game actually starts.
No, we'll give you a 15-minute window.
We're going to help you guys bet the games today. We're going to win money. I've already taken a bloodbath. Lunchbox already won $1,000. Eddie just does dollar bets, so I guess he's up like $6.
Hell no. I won $100 last night on Red Baby.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to play that audio right now of the red bet.
After the
We're not going to break. We're literally not going to break, guys. We're not going to break right now. We just started.
You just texted me. Go to break.
No, I did not.
Oh.
No. All right. Do you want to go ahead and make fun of me for this morning, or do you want me to tell a story?
Here's the funniest thing about this morning.
Oh, this morning.
So we're supposed to do this learning lesson. We taught you guys how to play craps and everything.
What was it called?
No, hold on.
Oh,
it was a gambling lesson with Vegas experts, and we are Vegas experts. We know how to gamble. And so we had a group of people, and we said, what do you want to learn how to play? And they said, craps.
Craps.
So we talked about craps. We go to the craps table, and we got our ass kicked. I mean, we didn't hit one number. Everybody just kept putting money, and they just kept taking it. Sorry.
What the hell was
that?
That
was a tater tot. And so...
Wait, you've never done that before.
What? Never.
Well, I mean... Yeah, we do.
Oh, but do you guys need food? Here, pass it around.
Yeah, pass around the tater tots, you guys.
Take one.
But anyway,
Take one and pass it around.
So everybody is playing craps and we're trying to teach, and we just keep losing and losing and losing and losing. And I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. So I turn around and there's this roulette table, and I'm like, oh, they take my money too. Let me go play some roulette.
Wait,
so,
you said that to yourself?
Why are you sounding like Justin?
That's Justin?
Because that's what I felt like.
It's a roulette table.
Justin's here?
That's what I felt like when I saw the roulette table. I was like, that's how Ray feels when he finds out Justin's here. So I was like, well, that roulette table looks nice. I'm going to go, you know, put some money on it. And I won. And they're mad at me for it.
No, guys.
The whole point
of
the story was how ironic it is that he taught you guys how to play craps for 30 minutes.
You lost.
You lost. And then he
and
snuck
he
over selfishly by himself and won at roulette, the game that he didn't teach you guys how to play. Like, that was the worst ever learning lesson in for an hour.
Yeah, that was a bust.
Maybe we won't have that on the schedule next year. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, the lesson was hurting my pocketbook, and so I needed to walk away.
And I was like, that's cool. He won the listeners a lot of money. I look over there, and he bet by himself. There was nobody even next to him.
Hey, I tried to get Sam over there, but he was on a different roulette table. He's like, no, I like this one better.
And Cappy woke up hungover or drunk. I don't know which one it was, but I'm telling you, at the craps table, he was so annoying. And I was like, Cappy, you're on a one-drink limit until at least the first NFL game, because you're like hammered or something's weird right now.
He never stopped drinking.
And everybody was obviously at the welcome party yesterday, but Ashley Ruiz, she was in fantasy. Her name's Malta.
She was in fantasy, like hypothetically. She paid the $100.
Here we go.
But she was never there.
And she went like 1-15. All right, she wants the mic.
No, there's no defense. Bye.
Hey,
go sit down.
Real quick, since we have all you guys here, how many people played fantasy with us this year? One, two, three. Okay, that's good. No, three people's good. Did you guys like the website?
No.
Thank you. No further questions.
No, you didn't
ever
go to the damn website, so stop. Like, she literally said when we were getting on the plane to come here, she goes, well, after I lost in week four, I just gave up. Week four? Really? That's how you, when you give up week four? I mean, geez, guys. If the Cowboys gave up week four, I mean, well, they might as well because it's the same in every season they lose. I mean, just terrible.
Well, and I mean, you guys obviously all played fantasy football your own, and it was probably good apps like ESPN and stuff like that. Our damn app was so fucking confusing, and it was so annoying. You couldn't even see if a guy was injured. You would then have to log into ESPN, then go back on WooBox. We're not doing the fantasy league on that website.
I'm out.
But whoever did win the fantasy won like $2,600, and I think Lunch still has the money.
So. Well, I already paid him.
Is that what you played roulette with?
No, he won his 25. He got his $2,500.
But let's be real. They didn't get the money the next day. It was a couple days. Then it was 3 days. And he like emailed Lunch and goes, hey, am I getting that money? And that's every fantasy. Every fantasy you invest in, and then it comes time to get paid. And it's like a week to get the money. You can transfer it immediately in Venmo.
Wrong. When it's that much money, Venmo limits the amount of transaction, and you don't want the guy to have to pay taxes, so you had to break it up in installments so you don't get those payments. You guys don't know.
That sounds shady, dude.
Okay, and I don't know if
it's absolutely shady, but you want to talk about shady? You guys want to talk about a worse catfishing segment than Manti Te'o?
Yeah.
So,
what is this, a Bobby Bone Show segment?
No.
Hey, I want to hear this. After
no, we're
the
not
break.
Going to break. No, we're not going to break right now.
No? Oh, okay.
I don't even know how many minutes it's been. It's been like five.
We're going to take callers. 1-877-777-BODY.
Oh, my God. Stop. Stop. Guys, so Coppin State, a little old college, they have a college basketball team, and there's this dude on the team, and he gets a DM on Instagram from a chick.
That's a direct message.
And she's like, yo, you're kind of hot. And they start chatting. And then she's like, send me some naked pics. What are you doing?
I mean, this story
he's
is
reading
take
the paper.
Second,
is that what your tots came in?
Would you like? Do you not want to hear the story?
Oh my gosh, this is actually pretty cool.
Oh my God.
The New York tabloid, the pennant was clinched by the Yankees in 1952.
Wow.
Finish your story.
That's awesome, Coach.
So
thank you.
He's a player on the Coppin State basketball team, right? And this chick, they start talking back and forth. And she's like, hey, send me some nudes. And, of course, he's like, yeah, I'm going to hook up with this chick. I'll send some nudes. And they have this conversation. And then one of the coaches is like, dude, have you been talking to this chick on Instagram? And he's like, yeah. He's like, she contacted me, too. And she, you know, wants nudes and all this. And I've been sending her nudes, too. And the basketball player's like, well, damn, okay. Then the girl says, hey, if you don't hook up with the coach, I'm going to release the nudes. She's like, I need you to send me videos or I'm going to release these photos. So I need you to perform oral sex on the coach.
Coach.
And we'll show you guys what he's talking about. Lunch, get on your knees.
No.
And so this dude,
okay, here's my thing.
Do you all know
what
oral sex is? Let me show you. Oh, sorry, no. Sorry. My son just heard that. Sorry.
And the guy was like, the basketball player's like, oh man, if I don't do it and they release those, maybe I get kicked off my scholarship and I lose my financial aid and I won't be able to go to college. So he takes a video of him and the coach.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, guys, the coach was the girl. The coach was the one that set up the whole DM to get with the player.
Damn. So that brings us to, would you rather?
No.
Would you rather hook up with the coach?
No. My whole thing is, you read this whole story, right?
Well, and you read it. None of us read it, obviously.
You thought Manti Te'o was bad. Like, he thought he had a fake girlfriend. This dude is sending nudes to who he thinks is a chick. It's really the coach. And then the coach takes it farther and says, well, you got to hook up with the coach if you don't want him to release these images. So he hooks up with the coach, and then he's like, okay, you got to do it again. And finally the player's like, no, I'm done. And the coach released all the videos and photos.
Thank you guys for the sound effects, because that honestly made his story actually decent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that's a crazy story, dude.
Everybody just act surprised.
No, my question is, hold on. At the point they say, hey, you're going to have to hook up with the coach, aren't you just like, oh, release my dick pics? Who cares? Like, why are you going to go hook up with the coach to keep those secret?
Hey, has this conversation happened at the convention yet? I need you to hook up with that coach.
That's I am exactly, shocked. Okay. Exactly. See, I thought this was a crazy story, and you guys act like it's no big deal.
Well, can I confess something? In high school? Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So, we're all going to text you guys a dick pic. Thank you for coming to the convention.
I'm so confused. I thought that was mind-blowing stuff.
No, it is. It's crazy.
But
coach.
You're also dealing with a hungover crowd in Vegas, and it was like a five-minute story. It was good, though. It was
and,
fine.
And
was
I'm
fine.
Watching my son's basketball game at the same time.
No, Eddie, really, turn Dude, off the basketball
this
game.
This team that they're playing is legit.
I mean, I'm going to be real. I thought Cappy at Craps was annoying as fuck. Eddie watching his yes, son's basketball absolutely. Game while we're doing this podcast is annoying as fuck.
Like, these people came to see us do a
I
podcast.
I told you I was going to come under one... What's it called?
You're not going to tell him. You're going to do it
after
the
break.
Oh, my God.
Okay, for real, that was it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Fine, we took a break.
We're back.
But do you understand that you have to talk? You can't watch the basketball game.
I'm not watching anything.
Okay, do you have another story you want to tell? You want me to tell another story?
Hey, I want to talk about last night.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about last night.
So I don't know. I woke up with a guilty conscience. So last night, it's nothing like that. We were at Top
he
Golf.
Cheated. He cheated. He cheated.
Guys, my wife's on FaceTime. Stop. Hey, so last night, I said that if anyone plays Top Golf with us, $100 to the person that beats me.
And if right? you guys have ever played Top Golf, the scoring's so confusing. People
there
get drunk and hit on everybody else's different profile.
Okay.
Hey.
So, there he Sam. Is. So Sam the man right here.
Sam. We have just found the most hungover man in Vegas, folks. It is Sam. It is Sam.
So I had the lead going into the last five balls that Sam had to hit, right?
Yeah.
What was my lead like? 15 or something?
I have
know.
No idea.
No idea.
You're asking me details that I didn't
Sam
pay attention
hits
to.
Five balls. He
and you thought
up...
my story was boring.
Listen, he hit five balls. He ties me. So we end in a tie. So to me, I'm like, I said that if anyone beats me, I will pay them $100. Sambo, you did not beat me. I did not. So I didn't pay you. But I felt bad this morning.
Why did you feel bad?
I feel like we need a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay,
so then
whip
Ray,
them out.
So then so Ray's got the out. Perfect idea.
So they're going to go in the parking lot.
They're going to whip out their... Hey, no. They're going to whip out their drivers.
And we're going to see whose driver's bigger. So well, Sam, hey. Come on up. Whip it out. Whip it out. Whip it out.
No, please don't. Oh, my
please,
God.
Please, no. Guys, I have no shot. I have no shot.
So what do you feel guilty about?
That we tied. I mean, that's just terrible.
And it was also like just a terrible promotional item because if Eddie won, like, what did you get?
I had, it was a lose-lose
awesome.
Situation.
That was a really
me.
Great advertising promotional thing, yeah, guys. Really so, well put together.
So that was not good.
We should have done like a Bobby Buncho flyaway sweepstakes to bat in the hell. Hey, and guess what?
Bat out of hell!
I don't know if you guys,
hold on.
The news, but Bat out of Hell, after a 12-week run in Vegas, Lunchbox rode a motorcycle and did his cameo. After a 12-week run, Bat Out of Hell has been canceled.
Oh man, Coach, why are you laughing?
They canceled the show. Hey,
why are you
Karma's
laughing?
A bitch. You don't put me. You don't. You take away my lines. That's what happens.
They
you know.
They canceled the show.
Oh man.
Whatever.
They did.
Good.
All right. They canceled
the
show.
What else is on the rundown?
No. Everything I bring up, you think is not crazy enough.
Oh, that was crazy. What do you want us to do?
Okay. Do you want to hear about the cops in Nashville?
Yeah.
They got fired.
Yeah, we heard about that. Shall we demonstrate again?
So there's this female officer that was married.
She cheated.
Not once, not twice, not three times, like five different cops. And seven different cops.
Thank
and she
you.
Told them all.
Fact checker, thank
no,
you.
No. She pulled me over once.
She
time.
Told them all that she was
and
in an
I
open.
Cheated.
That she was in an open relationship, but the only problem is her husband didn't know that they were in an open relationship.
That's not how it works. Ask Pixley. Pixley, that's not how it works, right?
And so she was hooking up with all these dudes on duty, giving them the jobs.
Jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, I
jobs.
Got you. I got you.
Yeah. And so they all got fired because she was hooking up, having hot tub parties where she was just taking them into the back room and hooking up with them. And
yeah.
Why is that fire?
It was on duty.
Yeah, cops can't be, they can't be jobbing cops.
Yeah,
while they're on duty,
they're supposed to be patrolling the neighborhood, and they were. She's like, "What's
up?" I know she's fighting for her.
You know what's funny? Yeah, because
in the way that you guys are talking back to us, like, do you talk back to us when you're in your car? Listen,
Ray, that is a good point.
Like, I want you guys.
But I love
you guys,
this.
Like, talking to yourself in your car,
and then us dumbasses, we're talking back to you. Like,
I love it that she says, "I don't see what's wrong with that." Like, that's like it takes me back to Thanksgiving. Okay, and. My cousin was a freshman in college or something.
And Andrew?
No, Jessica.
Oh.
Andrew's
hey, it
Andrew's
was
sister.
Batter the box.
No.
It's batter the box.
And there was a news story where she went to high school about all these kids getting in trouble because they were drunk at a party and the girls passed out and they teabagged the girls.
I'm going to demonstrate what teabagging is.
No.
What a teabag
and
is.
My cousin Jessica literally goes, I don't see what's wrong with that. Like, what the hell you mean? She goes, that's not that bad. What do you mean it's not bad to get teabagged? I mean,
do you all know how Lunchbox learned about teabagging?
Kid.
Hey, kid.
You want some tea, kid?
Hey, 49ers are going to win. Password, Willie
Mays.
Hey, excuse me, bookie. I'd like to place a $100 bet on the 49ers. Password, Willie Mays.
Russ Francis.
I still have a little bit of regret. You say about feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Last year, this weekend, Keith calls me. He goes, kid, you're going to Vegas? I don't know. I got a feeling the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. Can you put $100 on the Rams to win the Super Bowl for me, kid?
Kid, there's a problem, kid.
And I said, kid, if I do that, you realize you're betting against your 49ers. I know, kid, but I just something deep down tells me that Matthew Stafford, he's a good kid, and he's going to get it.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
I would coach him,
and he's
kid.
Like, and I think it's their year.
I'm so confused.
And so I'm like, all right, kid, I'll bet on the Rams
you
for
know
you.
Why they're in L.A., and when the sun goes, what is it?
When the sun rises, UCLA.
UCLA.
So,
how long ago was this?
1 year ago this weekend.
Coach, are you listening?
Because the playoffs were starting.
Sorry.
And literally, he calls me the Saturday morning, just like today, before I'm about to go play some bet. He goes,
Coach, we know it's a Saturday, Coach.
Now that I thought about it, I can't bet against the Niners. Don't place that bet on the Rams. And the Rams won the Super Bowl, and I caused Keith. Yeah. And
wait,
so,
hey, when was that?
1 year ago.
Oh, okay.
1 year ago today.
But I forgive you.
He did.
Kid, come over here, kid. I forgive you.
Let me give you a spanking.
Kid, I've drawn up poster boards of the NFL bracket.
No, dude. We didn't do the NFL. It was only the NCAA tournament. That's it.
Coach,
that's it.
Coaches, how awesome was last night?
Okay.
Like how awesome was that? I want to relive last night.
Let's
after
do it.
The
No. We
what?
Just, no.
What the?
You're just too, no, we're not going to break. Guys. You don't go to break every 30 seconds.
Nice. And we're back.
We don't go to break every 30 seconds.
Oh. I'm telling you right now, Bobby Bone Show has specific segments that are good and organized. Right now, this is a shit show, and it is not Bobby Bone Show quality. This is not quality.
And that's okay. And
do you realize this is the Sore Losers podcast? This is different.
I will tell you.
Absolutely though, different.
The audio is real nice. I approve of it. I approve of the audio right now.
Hey, it's still recording, guys. We're good.
It doesn't matter if it records. If it doesn't record, at least these people got to hear it.
That's like, true.
Screw all the losers.
Hey, so we should hold this hostage for all the people that didn't come?
Yeah, pretty much.
How do we do that?
I mean, wait till Monday to put it up.
Nice.
Because everybody's going to be like, where's the podcast on Saturday?
Anyway. All right. Hey, and I want to see who is... are we reliving the bet? Let's relive the bet. Are we going to walk
through
that?
Okay.
Okay.
No, we're not going
after.
To break. Here's the thing. It couldn't have been more opposite than last year, right?
I mean,
it was really cool to see everyone coming down the escalator.
Let's get down.
Like, that was so badass. Like, we were coming out of a movie. And we come up to that
table.
Well,
that's not true, dumbass. Me, Ray, and Cappy had to take the elevator.
Yeah.
So that's not accurate.
And did anybody see Ashley Ruiz, multiple scorgasms, jump on Cappy? And Cappy
almost knocked his
over.
Ass over. Ruiz. But Cappy did not lose the money. That's my man.
I did not see that, but I did see Ray trying to put Cappy's wheelchair together, getting out of the taxi, and Ray put it on wrong, and the wheel fell off, and Cappy fell. He capsized. He did. That was bad.
I was like, I mean, I guess this is what the people paid for. They want us to really get the full experience. I'll help him with his wheelchair. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
But
do
anyway,
Coach, you had
when we
one
walk
job.
Up to that table and we surround it, that dealer looks up and he looks at the freaking pit boss, and the pit boss goes, go for it. And I was like, oh my. And Kenny starts taking, when he goes, I'm sorry, we're closed. We're like, what the? He goes, I'm just joking, dude. And then he starts taking
there
our money.
There was no less than 10 red coats surrounding us.
Surrounding
hey,
us.
Hey, they showed up quick, too. Like, I didn't see them, and then they just showed up.
Oh, they definitely saw us coming down the escalator or elevator.
Thank you.
And they were like, we got a mob coming.
And then I heard like whispering between two of them, like, three dudes do a podcast? And I don't know, man. Ask someone else. I have no idea.
And I don't know who it was. Maybe it was Zapata. He was playing freaking blackjack, and they stopped the freaking deal.
They're like, we're not going to serve, do another hand of blackjack because everybody's watching that roulette spin right now. So, sorry.
That's awesome, dude. We paused the entire casino. That's awesome.
Well, and also, we paused the entire casino, but, like, we then won. So these people are like, who the fuck are these people? Like, they're like, this is amazing. Of course
they did. Well, everybody heard it. I mean, I promise. Everybody heard. It was so freaking loud. And then it was...
And in true Sore Losers fashion, the table maximum was $500. So then we all separately had to place $500 bets. I mean,
that was tough, too, because I told Lunchbox, like, we're going to have to split it. It's just three of us. I trust us three, but who else can we trust?
We're like, we trust Cappy. Give him
some
money.
And I was like, Cappy?
Well, Cappy can't go too far.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
good. He can't get too far, so we gave Cappy
his
five.
Getaway vehicle is a little bit different.
And then we picked Mario, who we know his wife. We know where they live. And then who
and
else did
Pixley.
We pick? Pixley. We know Pixley.
Tracy.
We know where you live.
And I don't know who else we gave it to.
Hey, and the best thing was the fucking dealer, as he's spinning it, he just goes, fucking hands up, baby. I'm like,
no,
I've
no.
never seen a dealer on Twitter ever encourage people
but,
being crazy.
And also the best one was the youngin' over here. Didn't get in on the red bet. And so he pulls a little 20 out of his wallet.
Hey, that was cute.
And he goes, can
Eli,
I get
that
in?
That was cute.
Like, and he sticks his hand through the crowd, and he puts that $20
down. Did you see
down.
Me? I kept slapping. Stop it. Get that crap away. Not yet. Wait
we
till we're all done.
A 21-year-old kid here for the podcast, and I believe the one couple's, like, in their 60s, right?
Let's go.
I mean, that's amazing.
Hey, he turned 21, like, 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome. Hey, this is your peak, Eli. This is where it peaks. It all goes down from here.
Yeah, it's all over after this. Like, this is your best birthday ever.
And 21-year-old, is it your wife or...
No, girlfriend.
He's 21.
Well,
girlfriend.
He's 21,
sorry,
dude.
Sorry.
Good God.
Maybe after this weekend, though.
But, y'all, that welcome party was lit. We all got pretty shit-faced, I think. Free drinks, that was awesome.
Coach, can you bleep that? My kid's listening.
Yeah, they were free for everybody else, right? Because I was sucking them down. I don't know if y'all paid or not.
Sucking what
awesome.
Down?
I did learn, though, like, the bartenders, they didn't give a fuck about the podcast because I went behind the bar and serving drinks, and he's like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, oh, I'm the talent.
We're not in Nashville.
Oh, this guy doesn't think this is funny at all. Okay, awesome.
This ain't Nashville. So then what happened?
And
Then what happened is we all stood around. We're like, what the hell? What the hell just happened?
Hey,
and I my hands were shaking for about 5 minutes.
This was funny, though,
and
right?
I don't know if that was from the alcohol, no food, what. I don't know. All the above. And
I had COVID. My wife had a job interview.
No.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, yeah, that was really believable, interview. Right, guys?
But can I tell you the truth, though? Yesterday, I spent the morning in urgent care.
Coach.
It's a true story.
True story. So I woke up Friday morning, or I kept waking up Thursday night, in the middle of the night.
He has an STD.
And I was like, man, my throat is killing me. And I was sitting there getting water, thinking it was the dry air. And I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, it hurts so bad. And my amazing wife's like, oh, it's just probably congestion. You're probably just congested. And then we go get some breakfast, and I can't even swallow my damn food. And she takes one look at my throat. She goes, oh, your hangy bangy's touching your tongue. It's so swollen.
Has anyone ever called that thing a hangy bangy? He said that 5 times. I'm like, what the?
Well, are what you do you call
about?
It? What do you call
that thing that hangs in the back of your throat?
It's a hangy bangy.
What are you? 10?
I mean, okay, so that thing that hangs in your throat, same thing as a hangy bangy. I mean, wow, what a different term.
Oh my goodness. Ray, guys, can you repeat what Ruiz just said?
Multiple sports orgasms is on one right
what
now.
Did okay. What did she say? What did she say?
I have no idea. She's making sexual comments.
Some people call it a target.
So then I have to take a freaking cab, and I went to the ghetto. And I mean, the urgent care has 2 windows broken out. They have plywood in the windows. And I go in. And they
you went to the homeless one? The one underground?
It might have been. And they give me a steroid shot. And give me some antibiotics, and then the doctor goes, go party. And then I went to Walmart and had to sit there for 45 minutes and wait for my prescription to be filled, and it was a disaster. But all because I wanted to be here for you guys.
Because yeah. I love you guys.
I love the podcast.
But no, it was going to be amazing. I was going to miss the live podcast the last time, and then I was going to get sick for this one. It was going to be a disaster.
Hey, and Froggy, even though you guys got your ass kicked in football, you're winning in basketball. Okay.
Hey,
Froggy.
Froggy, did you bet on that? No.
Hey. It's 55 TCU to 33.
Oh, damn,
Kansas
they're killing
State.
Them.
Real quick, back to last night on the roulette wheel. Ray this morning, we saw him for the first time, and he goes, guys, we almost didn't hit that bet. We're like, yeah, it's
yeah,
surrounded
he's like,
by
it almost
two
went
blacks.
To black.
Like, yeah.
Here's the explanation of that. I was leaning. I get it. One little centimeter, you then lose the bet. Centimeter the other way, you win the bet.
Yeah. I mean, that's how a roulette wheel works, man. It's crazy.
But what I'm saying
is, guys,
red,
we almost lost it.
I was next to the wheel. It literally was in green, popped out to black.
Oh, shit, guys. Security, they're looking for OJ again.
Uh-oh. Hey, Miguel.
Because if you guys didn't know this, this is the hotel that OJ broke in and stole all his shit to get arrested.
This is it right here?
Yeah. This is it right here.
Really?
This is where OJ got arrested.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's
they have
awesome.
A plaque. They have a plaque out front.
Hey, that's methed up.
That's methed up.
That is methed up.
That's methed up.
So if you want to, like, they rent it out. It's a little more expensive to rent the OJ room.
Did you get a guest for today?
Yeah. Yeah, Arnold was supposed to be here.
Oh, but he died. Got it.
Yeah. No, I didn't get a guest today, dude. Like,
you said you were going to get a guest.
I
mean, the other podcast, the sports podcast in the building, gets all the guests. We don't get one fucking guest ever. I don't understand it.
Yeah, bleep that.
All right, should we do questions?
Yeah, do you guys have any questions for us?
Who has questions for us?
Wait.
And where's
wow,
the
no one. Thank
hey,
you,
where's
guys.
Where's the roaming mic?
No, right over there, bud.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Hey, we want to hear what you guys have to say.
Well, guys,
it's after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
All right, yeah, hit questions. I think
great question. Great question.
Okay.
I got your question. Who's going?
And we're back.
Raise your hand if you got a question. We'll answer it as possible, or as candid as possible.
Sam.
Laura.
Hold on. No, hold on. Jared has a question. Go.
Okay, so I got a would you rather after the break.
After the break.
No, we just got, oh my God.
Okay. So would you rather say your ex's name during sex or your partner's best friend's name?
During sex or any other time?
During sex.
I've probably done both, so.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
I think I would do the ex. The ex has to be it.
Her name?
Because the best friend.
Her
you're
name
gonna be,
was Jamaica.
No, that her name was Kamika, and she was not an ex.
Yeah.
And she was even nice enough to babysit our kids when we went to my cousin's wedding a couple
Kamika?
Months ago. Yeah, Kamika. Thank
how
you, Kamika.
How many times did you guys hook up?
Zero.
Liar.
And so I would rather say the ex because the best friend, you're still going to be around, and so it's going to be awkward every time you're around him. The wife's going to be like, oh, you thinking about her naked? And I'll be like, yeah, should we be a throuple? And yeah.
Throuple?
What about you, Ray?
This crowd is aggressive. We've got people screaming at us. The answer is the exes, because Laura is my current wife. X was Lauren.
Who's Laura?
So it's like the same thing. Baser.
Oh, got it.
So I think I could easily accidentally say Lauren and just say I met Laura. But it's awkward if I said Lauren because we also know other Laurens. So that's
like Eddie's wife.
Real, you're not allowed to say that, Coach.
I would delete that. Coach, bleep that, please.
Delete that.
Look, I would rather do the ex because that's history. The best friend, like you see her, like what, like every weekend, every other weekend? No, that would get awkward. So I'm gonna go with something that, babe, that was a long time ago. I don't know. My mind's crazy.
All right, who had a question? Tom over here. Tom, Colorado.
All right, Tom.
Wait, we got a mic. Don't have to yell.
Get ready for a horrible question.
Hey, Tom, put the mic in your mouth, dude. Put it right up there, just like the coach.
Hello.
There you go.
What the hell was that?
Tom, that was disgusting.
How far do you think the Denver Nuggets are going to go?
I can't hear you.
How far do you think the Denver Nuggets are going to go?
What the?
Oh.
What the fuck?
Hey,
I'm going to say the playoffs.
I mean, it's NFL wildcard weekend. Hey, man, how do you think the Nuggets are doing?
Tom, I like the question. I'll go playoffs.
Hey, that's a great question.
Hey, you guys got an opinion on college hockey? I'll hang up and listen. Lunch, what's your opinion? Go.
They can make it to the Western Conference Finals. But Jokic, it's just too hard. He's not physical enough. He's a softy. I like him a lot. I love him a lot, but he's just softy. When he gets against bangers.
I'd love to see you two together.
Well, I'm just saying, he gets against Zion or someone big like that likes to bang.
Zion's unhealthy.
He's not good. Well, Zion's pretty baller this year.
What about Murray?
I love Murray.
Okay, take him to Aruba then, Coach. Jeez.
Dude, I would take Jamal Murray to Aruba any day of the week.
And do what?
Look at the sand.
Would you cluck?
I don't think my wife would like to cluck him.
I think she would. Let's ask her.
Okay. Would you like to hook up with Jamal Murray? She doesn't know who that is.
Okay.
You don't know who Jamal Murray is? Oh, dear.
No, my wife doesn't know who Jamal Murray is, no.
Next question, please.
All right. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Jaguars!
Shut up. Someone, security, can we kick this girl
Ruiz,
out?
By the time this podcast airs, they're going to be out.
And guys, I will tell you, I'm going to agree with Eddie on that
Thank
one. Ruiz
you.
Is going to be pissed, but I'm telling you. The Jaguars are horrible.
The Chargers
will win by 3 touchdowns today.
Three?
3 touchdowns today.
Well, $100.
I mean, there's no odds
Shake
on
your
that.
Head.
That's just a not.
Now, hey. So, everybody, if you want, we'll take a 5-minute break if you want to go bet on the Jags with the Ray Jinx. I mean,
but the Ray Jinx doesn't exist anymore because I predicted Kansas to win the championship. I hit 60% of my bets this year. So, I don't understand how the Ray Jinx is still alive or even brought up. And I'll hang up and listen.
Oh my gosh, there's like 100 people yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
At us.
Here's the thing.
This is my last live podcast of all time. I love just being in a room where we just do it and you just do it.
Here's the thing.
I like this.
The Chargers, I don't. They're gonna fire their coach if they lose today. By the way, Brandon, that stupid damn coach that played all their starters in Week 18 for no reason and broke Mike Williams' back. And here's the thing. The freaking Jaguars went to the Chargers earlier this year and blew them out like 35-7.
Yeah, but that was hurt ribs, right, wasn't it?
That was hurt ribs.
Hurt ribs.
God, I want the Chargers to win so bad.
And Lawrence, he's
sloppy. Because I love Herbert.
Sloppy. He's got his long-ass hair in his face. I'm telling you, it's not a recipe to win.
I mean, have you seen the way Herbert throws that football?
Yeah, Coach, it's beautiful.
Well, and here's the deal. I believe they said wild card weekend or something, the better running back wins 75% of the time. So who has a better running back? It's obviously
Jags.
The Chargers. No. Oh. Eckler over to Tinnick.
Hey, Lawrence has some legs, dude.
But I'm saying running
like
back.
Nice
running
legs.
Back. He said running back.
Oh, I thought he said running quarterback. My bad. I was watching a basketball game.
Oh, my God. Hey, so, no. And
that's an amazing stat. Thank you, Scoregasms.
Even in college?
Hey, who do you think's gonna? Who do you really think is going to the Super
that's
Bowl?
Good.
Cowboys. Tony Romo said it, and I agree with him. I honestly think the Chargers.
Jim, I'm going to go with the Chargers, Jim.
I think the Chargers win it all, and I'll hang up and listen.
I like that bet.
Shut the fuck up. Stop tackling me. Shut up.
All right, so who are they going to play?
Yeah, who do they play?
Eagles.
Okay.
Wow, original.
Eddie, let me guess. Cowboys.
Question.
Wait, hold on.
Who?
Eddie, who's going to the Super Bowl?
Cowboys.
Like, legit, who's going to the Super Bowl?
You want me to be real?
Yeah.
Like, 100% real.
Yeah.
Not a fanboy. Not a homer.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys, baby. Let's go! It's going to be the Cowboys and the Bills. And it's going to be freaking awesome.
Okay.
And DeMar Hamlin will play in the Super Bowl.
Coach.
Book it. I'm telling you.
He's on IR. He cannot play.
That would be nice, but no, Coach.
Yeah. Going to the Super Bowl, guys. I'm going to tell you.
Question. He's been holding. Oh, say it. Sorry.
There's going to be some happy people when the San Francisco 49ers go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And listen.
With Brock Purdy, are you?
Yes, with Brock Purdy, with Christian freaking McCaffrey, yeah. With Debo, with Ayuk, with that freaking defense, they are going to the Super Bowl. They are the best team in the NFL right now.
And I'll take them to Aruba.
And I've been saying the Chiefs are going to go to the Super Bowl against the Niners. And I know that makes, freaking Buddy Glasses woman all excited over there. But the fact that the AFC Championship game could be played in a neutral site, it's still going to be the Chiefs. It's going to be the Chiefs and Niners in the Super Bowl, guy.
Book it.
There it is. Yeah, Chiefs, Niners. Loker, what's your question?
I got a question for Sizzin here.
Yo.
Fuck, marry, kill. Dodd, Billy, or Justin?
Oh! Right. That's good.
That's for Ray.
That's real good.
That's real good.
That's good.
I mean, it's all guy options. Awesome. This is real cool. I'm going to marry Justin.
Oh!
Sorry, Dodd. I'm going to have to kill him.
Damn.
Just because, I mean, yeah, he's got the kid now, so he's a little more boring. I'm just going to kill him. And then I got to bang Billy then. All right.
Yeah, Billy. You like Billy, though.
I haven't hung out with Billy, though, in like 6 months.
I feel like I can't believe you wouldn't marry Billy.
Me too. Well, I would marry Dodd because he plays guitar.
Guys, the backstory is Justin and Ashley were a thing at one point for like...
Ruiz.
We all live in
you
the same apartment.
You are not on the podcast.
We're in the penthouse. Ashley's one below us, and Justin lives like three buildings down, or kind of below us in the ridge. But yeah, so we all live together. We all are at the clubhouse together, and they ended up dating a little bit, or maybe not dating. So you think I like Justin? Ashley kind of likes Justin.
Justin.
Okay, blue eyes.
Wait, Justin has blue
eyes?
Let's
just say, Justin used that thing as a target.
Hey, Ray.
This is what it's turned into. Stand-up comedy right
here. Did he hit the target? Question. I want to add on to that one. Ray. Would you rather bang South Beach or Billy?
I'm going to have to... Billy's way taller than me. I feel like that kind of be awkward.
You and South Beach have the same body.
Yeah, me and South Beach, honestly, we lift the same exact weights. We go to the gym together when we were in college together. I would bang South Beach. And for those of you who don't know who South Beach is, don't know he's a guy, I'm not gay. This is probably the weirdest segment ever. Sorry to people that don't listen to the podcast, because you're like, what?
Who has a question?
Okay.
Oh, Robidoush.
Robidoush, that's me. First, I need to talk about the Ray Jinx, because last year in our Vegas Besties March Madness, no one would pick the Jayhawks because Ray Jinx them. I picked the Jayhawks, and I won like $600.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was not afraid of the Ray Jinx.
God bless you.
So what's the question?
There was no question.
No, there is a question.
It was like her just bragging that she picked the Jayhawks.
Wait. She has a question.
The question is, Eddie, I need to know if you told Jerry Jones that you broke into the Dallas Cowboys stadium. I've been dying to know if you told him that.
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
No, I did not tell Jerry that I broke into the stadium. But that's funny. Did I ever tell? So if you guys haven't heard the story, I broke into the Dallas Cowboys stadium. I just stopped by. I wanted to show the kids the building. We went to the stadium. We looked in the glass doors, and one of the doors was open. And so we just walked in. We made it down these stairs. We went on the field. Me and my three boys, they were just like, this is crazy. We're in here. It's awesome, right? We spent like 20 minutes in there. Then I go back, and my wife was in the car with a baby, and she goes, oh, my gosh, what took you guys so long?
Hey, can I ask you a huge favor?
What?
And I'm not going to be rude. Can you turn the volume down on your phone?
Coach, I can. It's all the way down.
All right.
And he just told me I can hear the whole podcast. So they're hearing us right now, too.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, so I get back to the car, and my wife's like, so what took you so long? Like, where you would never believe. Like, we went in the field. It was amazing. Like, we took pictures in the end zone. And she goes, great. Well, I got to go to the bathroom. Let me get out and go. And they wouldn't let her in. They were just like, are you crazy? No, we're closed. You can't come in here. She's like, this is terrible.
Kind of like Titan Stadium. Eddie couldn't get in with the kid.
I don't want to talk about that.
I mean, that. There's something your kid's going to remember for the rest of his life, and it's dad not having any money to get us a ticket into the Titans game.
Guys.
That's so sad.
That was an all-time low.
How do you get into a game? You grease the pig. That's exactly what I did.
I had cash to grease
the pig. When I went
to the
Music City Bowl, we greased the pig for $100, the gatekeeper, and he let us all in. Me, Bay, and then Kevin and his chick.
It's sort of like when we went to the Titans Stadium for the NHL All-Star, the Winter Classic. That was great, too.
Jack Daniels tent.
Good
Jack
God.
Daniels tent, sons of bitches. Coach.
We literally were lost in that place trying to do an interview, and we're like, hey, man, is there some way you could tell us where we go? NHL TV, we're supposed to go in that area?
And yeah, we literally talked to the guy.
We go across the field, and there's nobody there. And we just, I mean, it was...
Like, they were just laughing. They watched us and laughed at us as we walked to the Jack Daniels tent, stood there looking.
God,
so what do
still
we do now?
Me.
Muff.
What is going on?
Why are you drinking? You want my drink?
Guys,
girl, this is the last thing you need in the world.
I don't know.
Guys,
can you sit down? What the are you
security,
doing?
Security.
Like, swear to God, you're not on the pod.
Guys,
like, what are we doing?
I thought it was random Eddie playing a video of his kid playing basketball the whole podcast, and now my sister stands up and wants to drink Eddie's Bloody Mary mid-podcast.
We've lost complete control.
And then she got free drink tickets from Picks.
All right, Coach, what else is on the rundown?
Oh, Cappy wants to set the record straight.
All right, guys, listen up to Cappy.
All right, guys. So it's been a running joke all year that I had to stay 3 days last year, for a hangover. But after hearing Lunchbox's story about being ill and Eddie's Lunchbox...
Oh,
I'm just
I know what
put
you
put it all on the table right now, and I'm gonna
you,
tell you
had
guys,
to stay because you lost your leg.
Unrelated.
Oh.
That's
so
rude, Coach.
Last year I drank so much alcohol on Friday and Saturday that I had to stay 3 days later because I was shitting my pants and I couldn't get on the goddamn airplane. And that's the real story, and that's what I'm sticking to right there, baby.
Cappy's story right now was better than this entire podcast.
Yes.
Thank you, Cappy.
Thank you, Cappy.
Thank you, Capster. I love that guy.
And Cappy, thank you for your honesty and your transparency.
And
thank you
for sticking to the one drink limit until the football game. I appreciate it, dude.
Wow. Hey, good news, too. They're going to start serving food at 1.
I mean, is that factual?
Does anybody have any more questions? Do we have a question? No. Well, you need another Bloody Mary, Eddie?
Yeah, Muff took my old one. I don't know why.
That was so weird. No.
What is going on?
I'm so confused.
All right, next topic.
What do you guys want to talk about?
First NFL game. Tell me this. Who do you guys think is going to win? The 49ers?
Well, the 49ers are going to win.
Or Seahawks plus 10?
49ers will win. I think the Niners will win.
Because we bet separate on it. Me and Lunch went 49ers minus 9.5, and which is 10. And then Eddie did. Did you do money line?
No, I did Seattle plus 9.
No, but I didn't know Eddie wanted Seattle before I placed my bet. Or else I would have just bet Eddie so this damn casino doesn't get any of my money.
Even though they're letting us do this event here.
Yeah, they're very, I'm very saying, nice
screw
to
this
us.
Place, man. Screw this entire
But you don't have to pay. You don't
OJ
have to,
died here.
You don't have to pay the tax. What, Sam?
Oh, okay. I've never listened to this podcast before, so I got a question.
Well, then turn his mic off.
This is awesome. What? Turn the mic off.
That's funny.
I don't know who you are. All right. I don't know who you are, but I got a question. All right, here's my question.
Yeah.
If the 49ers go to the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy,
they can win it.
Do they keep him next year as the lead QB?
100%. He would be the lead. He'd be the starter going into camp. I mean, Trey Lance could beat him out, but you have to look at him as your starter.
If he wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I just said if he went to the Super Bowl, not wins.
No, even if he wins.
I think still keep him.
Even right now, they are going to battle for the starting job next year no matter what happens.
Hey, Sam.
And a follow-up question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dak Prescott will probably throw a pick six. Yes, that's a great if that's what you're asking.
Eddie, why did you cheat at Topgolf?
I'll tell you after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Oh my God, that joke is not funny.
I know, it is.
For the love of God.
Can I tell you the best news?
Can we get Sam the mic again?
No, we're done with that.
No, I got a question for Sam.
Oh my God.
Sam, if the Cowboys make the Super Bowl, it should be amazing, right?
We get to the Super Bowl, and
we lose the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Is that still a win in your heart, or would you be very, very disappointed?
That's a win in my heart. We made it that far.
All right, can you guys kiss already? What's going on right now?
Yeah. Hey,
that's a win in my heart.
I'm talking to Sam. Sam, you want to go to Aruba?
Okay, what the hell is Aruba?
and Baser's always like, when you guys say take him to Aruba, is that making fun of our honeymoon because it was in Aruba?
100%.
And yes. I'm like, no. I mean,
yes, it is.
It's not making fun of it. We just say it because they thought it was kind of random that we went to Aruba.
So my dad had these friends, and they would always, like, if you ever talked nice about one of the friends, they'd always be like, well, why don't you buy him a car then, dude? Like, take him on a date. Like, go buy him a house. So we did Aruba because you guys went to Aruba on your honeymoon.
Eddie, Sam wants you to take him camping.
I'm sorry?
He wants you to take him camping.
All right, camping story.
I don't know how to tell the camping story.
The camping story is only good if somebody doesn't know about the camping
story. Well,
Sam has no idea.
I don't know about the camping story.
All right. Tell him the camping story.
Okay, so, Sam, for instance, say you just went to the mountains, you know, and you went and you were in a tent with you and your buddy. Okay, and you guys both got drunk, and for whatever reason, you guys hooked up, like had sex. You and your buddy, because you got so drunk.
Sam.
Hypothetically, you and me, okay?
Hey, so if you hooked up with your buddy, would you tell anybody? If nobody was there, it was just you and your buddy camping and you guys had sex, would you tell anybody?
Sam, let them know.
Sam, hey, Sam, be honest.
Hey, man, how you put me on a spot like
no,
that, bro? Hey,
no, no, Sam.
It's not that hard.
Sam, would you tell somebody?
I'm not telling nobody. No,
okay,
no.
Okay, Sam, you want to go camping?
Hey, and we got him. Got him.
We got him.
All right, hey, can we get out of here, Coach? I gotta go.
What do you mean you have to go?
I got shit to do.
What?
All right, go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Can I say something about Tall Guy? He actually brought his family.
Which is awesome. His family's lovely. Like, last year he was the drunk guy that made people take shots, and this year he's sophisticated.
He has a wife and a kid. Beard.
I heard that he brought his family, but I haven't seen him.
I wouldn't speak too soon.
I saw him walking with his wife and kid this morning, like, on a family stroll, and I'm like, what in the world?
Not 9 o'clock in the morning.
Good does she you, wait? Dude. Did your wife say, "Hey, if we come, you have to get up with us," or are you just like, "Oh, I'm such a good dad, I get up even"?
A little bit of both, I guess.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
The wife said you're gonna
and
get up.
And I got my voice today, so we're good. You guys willing to take the first live podcast shots?
Oh God!
What is
Why?
It?
Why? I mean,
I can do I can only do Fireball. I'm not a I don't do tequila.
It's the only thing I've ever bought. It's tequila, baby.
Tequila. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait. Should we all take one?
Shot. Oh my God. Stop. Stop. Everybody.
Shot. Shot.
Shot. Shot. Shot. Shot. Shot. Shot. Shot. Shot. Shot.
Oh boy. Hold on. Here. Hold on.
Tell him to hit me with a Fireball.
Hey, let me end this FaceTime real quick.
I literally can't do this.
This is hot.
Hey, just can so I get know. A Fireball?
What? The? You're going to be picky when you get a free shot?
I can't do tequila. I'm not
here
being,
we go.
Oh, my God. I'm not
here,
being
get
kidding.
It, get it. Take it to the face.
All right, hey. They're getting me a Fireball. They're getting me a Fireball.
Okay, stand by.
I mean, I literally can't do tequila.
Hey, if you guys want to join us, you can.
Here we go. Taylor will take it. Yeah. Hey.
What is
to Mike Leach. To Mike Leach. Mike Leach. No, hold on. Hey, cobras and condoms.
Yeah. Two things
I don't fuck with.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That was some great audio. Great audio, guys. There was absolutely no sound effect. Nobody held their mic to their mouth. Like, terrible audio if somebody's in their car listening to this.
This is going
to
be a short day.
I'm going to tell you what. There might be nothing worse on this planet than warm tequila. Like, I mean, good God.
There's murder, Coach.
There's murder?
Hey,
yeah, that's worse.
Hey, thank you, dude.
Hey, we don't have any updates on the Idaho murders, do we?
Hey, do we have updates on Idaho murders?
We got the Idaho murderer. He's going to come on the podcast. I'm kidding. That was a terrible joke.
That was terrible.
Did you guys notice when we came to Vegas, we crossed the Grand Canyon. We also crossed
Did Lake. You notice? Some
God
people came
damn.
From...
Simon okay. Leviev.
You guys talk over each other like psychopaths.
Shut up.
All right, so we crossed over Lake Mead. Lake Mead, there's a bunch of bodies in
there.
Oh,
yes.
Did you guys see any floaters? No? No?
Have you guys not heard about Lake Mead, how it's been a drought and it's been draining and they've been finding bodies and cars and...
Barrels.
It's crazy.
Barrels.
We saw a stretcher this morning at Resorts World, and I was like, good God, we lost a Sore Losers Nation member.
That was Arnold.
What happened last night?
Did you really see a stretcher?
Yeah, me and Baser. She
okay,
left already.
Take your shot.
All right, here we go, guys. Here's how you do audio.
No, you gotta do a cheers. Cheers.
Here's good audio. Cheers. You heard that? That's how you do good audio. That's some. Got. Okay. Ashley says, put it the microphone.
Oh
on the
my
throat
God!
Or something.
Enough of her.
All right. Hey, are we ready to wrap up?
All right. Is there any like crazy deep question you guys have, like a closing thing?
Ooh.
Like maybe I don't know, something big. There's got to be a big finish. Otherwise, this was just a complete shit show.
It has been pretty terrible, I would say.
All right.
Well, have you guys enjoyed this? I
guys,
see only
guys,
half.
You eight. Realize he does this after every podcast.
No,
you
I
do.
Don't. What do I do,
guys? I don't know if anyone's gonna like that. Like
you're right. I do. And what's funny is when I do the podcast with my dad and my brother.
Yeah.
For 2 hours and then 2 days later, like my dad's always like, "Was that any good? I don't know. Well, I should have said
we know
this.
Where you get
I,
that from? Then
I should have said that. We'll be driving home and he'll be like." Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know if we did very good.
Oh, I meant to tell you
and
guys.
Batter's box, like he, I don't know. He calls me up. Why didn't I talk about this? I meant to go with this angle. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. It's okay. And he's like, you think you can edit that? And I'm like, no, I can't edit it.
You don't know how to edit.
Yeah. And like, here's the funniest part. When we did a family one a few years back, Chest Day was there.
Chest Day is horrible on the microphone. Like, so bad. He doesn't stand close to it. And he like does.
Uh-oh. And you just turn your mic off.
Yeah,
there you go, there you go, you're good.
And he doesn't, like, explain his thoughts well. It's like, Chest Day isn't good on the microphone at all.
So we should cut him out?
Yeah, I don't know why we even brought him on the podcast that
well,
way.
Well, here's the thing.
Chest Day's bigger than me. He's probably going to beat my ass.
He'll kick your ass for sure.
But Chest Day hadn't been on in a while, so it's okay. But we did the whole podcast, and we did our introductions, and Chest Day screwed up on his introduction. And at the end, he was like, hey, can I re-record that, man? And I'm like... Yeah, go ahead.
He lets him re-record and keeps recording.
And I keep recording, and he's like, and he screws up like three more times. And then he's like, all right, cool. He gets it, and he goes, all right, yeah, just edit that good one in. And I let them all in, right?
Epic.
I let them all in. And he heard it, and he calls me, and he's like, dude, can you take that out? And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, dude, I just started dating this new chick. And, like, I told her I was going to be on the podcast. And I don't want her to hear that, dude. And I was like, no, dude, it'll be great. And I hung up on him, right? And he texts me. He's like, nah, dude, I really don't want her to hear that. Can you take that out? And my brother's freaking pissed. My brother's like, that was the funniest damn thing ever. And I was like, all right, I'll take it out. And so I took it out. And I lost that audio. And him and that girl broke up. So the best, and my brother still talks to me, he's like, damn it, and they broke up. That's the greatest audio ever. But yeah, the things at Chest Day, so yeah, he has not been invited back to the pod since then, but that's okay. But it was awesome, and poor guy. What, hey, someone has a question?
Yeah,
what?
No, real quick, so if I have to post about the sore losers, what do I say?
Funny.
No, you're stop.
No, I want to do a post.
Okay, well, who's got a question? Okay, Taylor Caraway, go ahead.
Coaches, you said you wanted a serious question to... tie this thing up.
You well, sound serious.
Yeah, put a bow on it.
I'm serious.
Dude, I didn't know you had such a deep voice, Caraway. I thought it was just drunken horse voice all the time.
All right, so when this podcast started, I do sound terrible, but when this podcast started, what were the goals? Like, did y'all ever see anything like this happening? Or was it like, let's just do this on the side, see where it goes, do 10 episodes, get canceled? What was the thought process behind it?
That's great.
That's actually honestly a great question.
That really is.
Coming from a very deep individual, I never thought you had that in you.
I
thought you were just full of shit all the time.
I have an answer, but y'all can go first if y'all have one.
Honestly, I had no expectations for the podcast. The first 6 months, I would say, I thought was a disaster. We used to fight all the time. We'd get pissed at each other, like really pissed.
Like really pissed.
Really pissed, like where I was angry and...
Fist fights.
Yeah.
Punch each other.
And I think we really... What we really screwed up doing, here's the truth, is we were doing 5 days a week in the beginning, which was absolutely...
whose idea was that?
Mine, Sports Genius.
Thank you.
And the reason it was is because I wanted to build an audience. I wanted people to want our podcast. But then I realized once we do it 5 days a week... we can never go back on that. But it was too much because we have a real... like, our real job is not this. So...
it's a morning show. Maybe you've heard of it.
It's the Bobby Jones show. So, anyway...
I do the bonehead.
I didn't know what goals we had, and I didn't realize that we had anything, and we started building it and building it and building it.
Very ambitious. There were no goals, nothing.
Did you have goals? Did you really have goals?
Honestly, the show, if you were in it, which is not all you're going to say on
well,
it?
Well, yes, and then did I ever think anything like this would happen? No, until I was in the shower that one day.
Oh,
and
here
I was,
we go. No.
I was washing my left armpit with the soap.
No.
And I was like, man, we should go to Vegas. Like, we should go to Vegas and throw a party. And I was like, this might be the dumbest idea I ever had. And I didn't go to Eddie or Ray first. I went to the bosses first. Then I ran it by Eddie and Ray.
That's not true. The way I remember is we were playing golf. And we were about to tee off on, I think, the fourth hole. And I said, Lunch, before you hit, I got an idea I want to run by you. What about getting the sore losers and meeting in Vegas? And he goes, that'll never work. Now this is his story.
Who do you guys believe?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, Ray, go ahead and answer.
My two cents, I mean, this is God's honest truth, you can believe me or not, but Bone sat me down in the office and he's like, hey, you should do a...
This is the real story.
He sat me down and he's like, hey, do you want to do a podcast with Lunchbox? And I was like, yeah, and talk sports. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And I was like, but we should bring in Eddie. I think it'd be more fun. I don't want to just...
Wait. You brought me in?
I mean, you guys can believe what you want, but I was like, yeah, we should throw in a third. Me and Lunch just talking, that'd be kind of... weird and sweet, like, what, are we gonna kiss each other? And I was like, we need to bring in Eddie, I think it'd be better. And then we did it, and the rest is history. But honestly, we never knew.
I fucking love you, man.
We never thought it was gonna be this big.
Sorry.
We never made any money. I mean, we were just like, okay, we're just doing it because we had fun, and that was the basis of it. Then we started selling some commercials. And
now we make a shit ton of money. Is that true?
Yeah, we make so much money.
So much money, let me tell you.
But seriously, thanks y'all for
listening. That's why I drive the 05 Altima.
If you guys didn't listen to the podcast, we'd get canceled, and Morgan, too, would probably have some podcast talking about TikTok or something. Or Abby would have one where she talks about banging Arnold or something like that.
I had no idea that you brought me in, dude.
You guys can believe that if you want. It was a closed-door meeting, me and Bones, and, I mean, that's how it went down, so yeah.
That's amazing.
But did you have goals? Like, I mean, I had no idea.
I had a goal. I wanted to be done by noon every day.
Trust me, everybody in here knows it. Everybody in here knows it.
We've never hit that goal.
But, and you guys know everybody's, you know, starts like a spinoff show. And I've honestly been thinking about it. Bones has even told me, he's like, dude, you could do your own show. He says it on the air. So, I mean, is the podcast good now? Yeah. Could I do my own sports podcast? Absolutely fucking kill it. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a deep tease.
No.
That's a deep tease. Maybe I branch off and do my own podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You drop the mic.
He's so pissed.
Hey, the things we tell ourselves to get out of bed in the morning, right? Yeah. Make us believe. You know what I mean? He has a vision board.
Thank you.
Dude, this thing would never get done.
But also, yeah, if 49ers don't go -10, I mean, it was an absolute bloodbath out here. And not only did the podcast not make any money, me and Bays are in the red. So
let me tell you about how bad Ray is chasing. Okay, we went over to the little machine over there. And he's like, I need a parlay. And his hands are shaking, and like he's trying to hit buttons, and he's like looking at the NBA. And I just literally was reading the game off. Like, the first game on the schedule is the Celtics versus, I don't even know who they were playing, the Hornets. And I was like, Celtics? He goes, all right, Celtics it is. Celtics it is.
Right, when you're building like, a parlay, you don't just go for anything.
And I said, I just was reading. And he goes, no, you said Celtics. And I said, I was literally reading the first team on the screen so I could see who they were playing. He goes, I've already bet it.
Yep, they're part of the parlay, baby. Ray.
So he put a $300 parlay with the Celtics in it without even, like, that's how Ray bets.
Coach,
so
that's not good.
When Ray says he's good at gambling, guys, and he hits all these bets, he's full of shit.
And honestly, the best luck you can do if a game's going bad and they give you a little kiosk print-off ticket that says your bet, if the game's going bad, go throw in the trash. Throw in the fucking trash. And then if it turns around, remember the trash can because you got to go get it. But that's like a reverse jinx type thing.
Because we're walking away from the kiosk.
I said if the Niners are tied at halftime.
And he goes, I might as well just throw this in the trash now. And he throws it, and he grabbed it real quick.
If the Niners are tied at the half, I'm going to take this $3,000 betting ticket, and I'm going to throw it in that trash can over there so you guys can go dig it out. So.
And if they're not winning at half, if they're not covering, I'm going to go bet the second half.
Well, and then I'm going to find that trash can and dig it out if it goes south, the opposite way.
So, real talk, thank you guys for spending the weekend with us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I know you got stuff going on in your lives, but thank you.
No, for sure. Thank you. Three kids and an amazing wife.
She did a great job. Let's thank the sore losers, guys.
No, but hey, thank you guys. Like, I mean, we do this.
We know it takes a lot to get here, really. So, right. We appreciate you guys getting here. And this is awesome. I mean, really, doing the red bet last night, I mean, it hitting red 2 years in a row, if that doesn't say anything, I don't know what does. I think it's awesome. I look forward to this weekend every single year. This is freaking awesome. We're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks so forward to it, he can't even get off his phone while we're doing the podcast. I mean, that's how forward he looks to it.
Can I be honest? That tequila shot fucked me up.
But yeah, like, for real, like, we appreciate you guys. Like, when we do this, we have no idea if anybody's going to come.
I do every time.
Here's the thing. This is how it really goes. These two jabronis, they just, whatever. If it happens, it happens. They don't stress. They don't care.
We don't stress.
I mean, but if you put me in charge, I would be in charge. You, less stress, more life, guys.
Yes. But me, I am sitting there going, oh, my God. We only have 10 people that bought tickets. What are we doing wrong? Why did more people want to come last year? Why are more tickets? But it worked out. You guys showed up. You guys are here. You're bringing your A game. And so some of you guys.
We are going to announce. I mean, next we have a baby. City.
I mean, we are.
The city is, drum roll,
Odessa, Texas.
Next year's coaches convention 3.0 is not going to be in El Paso. It is going to be Nashville!
Well, that's the first time we've heard of this.
What? Did you just make that decision?
I mean, we can always go back on it. Delete it.
Hey, next year it's going to be in Aruba.
That would be badass. No, dude, Cappy.
We are not going to shut up. Do not say Tunica.
I was there for 24 hours.
Hey, we'll leave at 3 a.m. Get there at 7
by ourselves.
I was there for 24 hours, and Baser was like, "Get the fuck home! What are you doing?"
I mean, you know,
it was pretty rough there.
No. Here's the thing. This is what's amazing about how you guys show up. We got a baby. Loker's having a baby. She's pregnant. And she's putting up with all of us. So they are probably out next year because they're gonna have a kid. So Landon said no. I like that.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, they come here with a baby. That's amazing. We got engaged couple that don't even have a wedding because they're too busy spending their money to come to Sore Losers back there. They got engaged last year at the convention. They're decked out in their freaking 49ers gear, and they said it's gonna be one hell of a wedding in September. We got Rosanna. We call her Mrs. Buddy Glass. They just got engaged before the holidays, and she's beaming like a freaking Christmas tree, and they're a house divided, and they show up, and they brought her sister and Joe from Teen Mom.
Yeah!
I mean, he's in the building. I mean, I was starstruck, dude. Like, when I saw Joe walk in, I was like, holy crap, you have a baby with Kaylin. It was like, wow. So we have a celebrity in the house. You guys don't watch Teen Mom and 16
and
Pregnant.
No, we don't watch that crap.
Does anybody watch that? And tell me he don't look like Joe. I mean, legit.
Yeah. Three people.
Have you ever got that, man? No? Oh, sorry. I'll pull up a picture and I'll show you. What? Who is 16? Oh, Buddy is 16 Candles.
He does look like him.
And then we got young guy over here, you know what I mean? Like, can barely get out of a diaper and he's freaking here at 21. Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready? And listen, I'm betting the Niners 9.5. If you guys want to jump on board, you can go to the kiosk, bet it with me, and we can cheer for the Niners.
Game's starting right now.
It's in 30 minutes. The game is in 30 minutes.
Where are we going to watch the game? Are we going back to the hotel?
No, you idiot. We're sitting right here.
Oh, well, hell yeah. Okay, cool.
Hey, so please, order drinks. The food will be ready in about 30 minutes. Let's have fun. And you guys for coming.
That's
and
your
we're ready
hype
to
speech?
Yeah, just read the script. What are you doing?
Here.
I love you guys.
And also, big shout out to Tito's for all the bottles in your welcome bags. And badass. Absolutely. We were expecting mini bottles, and they gave us those big-ass bottles. I was like, damn.
That's
Tito's
cool.
Don't play.
And before
Tito's
you guys,
don't play.
Hey,
so when you're at the bar,
hey,
Tito's
talking.
And soda.
Why are you interrupting
him? He's
like
doing some hype speech. I don't even know what he's doing. If you're chasing and you're about to leave town, the one way to make all your money back is bet Tom Brady and the Buccaneers on Monday to beat the Cowboys. Yeah!
That was the dumbest shit you've ever said.
Here's the good thing. We don't have to see Miguel tackle a woman in the freaking casino. Eddie doesn't have to sulk at halftime and sneak it away to his room during the Cowboys game.
Yeah, you Niners fans were dicks to me last year.
Hey. But also, you might want to get on Buffalo minus 13.5 before it goes up. Third-string quarterback with the freaking Miami Dolphins.
Up in my private jet,
Simon, my friends.
Simon Leviev.
And guys, Simon Leviev took our 10,000 and never showed up. He was supposed to be the special guest. So, all right. Thank you, guys. We are done.
Yeah!
Yeah, I think that's good.
All right, we got to do it together. You ready? Buzz us out. 1, 2, 3.
Are these off?
Hey.
That was a pretty bad buzz.
Is anyone even going to listen to this?
No.
Honestly, out of 10, I would give that like a 5.
Justin?
That 5?
That really wasn't great. talking over each other. Nobody, Lunch gave some story about Coppin State. I still don't even know what the hell he told us.
Something about a coach doing a blowjob? It was weird, dude. I don't know.
So there was
Hey, for real, though, that tequila shot me up.
I was trying to let you know about a catfishing scandal. I thought it was a crazy story, and you guys acted like it was not a big deal.
Dude, you were smart not to take that shot.
For real, though, the fireball was a lot better than tequila.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.